And we welcome in to the program, second half of the show today. We get to speak with Tracy Foster and Corey Spetansky with North Platte Public Schools. How you doing today, Tracy and Corey?
Doing well.
Outstanding.
It's always nice to talk to another Corey. I'm always for that. Even though yours doesn't have an E in
it. It does
name,
not.
You know?
I'm missing a letter.
Yeah, well. That's okay. Most people, it's kind of funny, and I'm sure with you probably it works out better because I've had so many people over the years leave out the E. They don't get it. And even sometimes on email responses where I've got my name spelled correctly.
I'll tell you, I've had
it's
my name.
C-O-R-Y.
You I've know, had my name like, spelled a lot of different ways. Sometimes I've been Torley or Colery.
Yeah.
So it's just a different deal.
I'm okay with that because you just get used to it and just give grace to people and they're not paying attention sometimes.
That's right.
You know, I'm kind of a stickler though on how to spell names. I guess some people aren't necessarily wired that way. And Tracy's with an I at the end, right?
And mine's been spelled wrong most of my life
And so we all have the same issues. Same thing. But you're in here today, and primarily, Tracy, you've got the kind of the load this morning, mainly talking to, you're kind of career counselor is your title with North Platte Public Schools. We want to get kids oriented and thinking about early, you know, start thinking about what you're interested in, because we want them to be successful in life, and a lot of success starts thinking about what I might want to do for a career, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So launch into what you'd like to talk about, what North Platte High School is doing in this regard.
Okay. Well, last time we kind of, our focus was on U-Science with our freshmen and how we use that platform to help them determine what their skills and aptitudes are.
And give us a little review of what that is for folks that maybe weren't with us the first time.
Okay, so our freshman class has a dedicated time every morning in their mm-hmm. Bulldog time where they, at the beginning of the year, they went through a series of SEL lessons and then they moved mm-hmm. on to U-Science. And U-Science is a platform that helps match up students' aptitudes and their skills with their interest. And so once the students were through that, that's a good kind of jumping off point for us in the way of advising for their four-year plans. And at our school, we have career and technical education career fields that are programs that are pretty robust in a lot of ways. And we're just trying to connect all of those mm-hmm. so that everything has a purpose and has a place in the students' experience in North Platte High School. So we have six career and technical education fields that are represented at our school.
Right.
And I think between here and maybe not even Kearney, I don't know, quite a distance to find another school that has as many options as we do in the way of career and tech ed.
Mm-hmm.
And then within those six, we have 24 programs of study. So students will sit with their counselor and kind of go through what are their strengths, what are their interests, and then choose mm-hmm. electives that maybe fall within one of these paths. We have three levels generally in each of these programs, and students, if they take all three, then in the spring of their junior or senior year, they are awarded a certificate if they've had a C+ or higher in all the classes. So they get that as part of an incentive. And then mm-hmm. also when they graduate, seniors get a stole that has the emblems of the path, the programs of study that they've completed. So it's another way to recognize their commitment to, mm-hmm. An area. And we have students that will have, I had a student last year that had five different emblems on their stole
wow.
from programs of study that they had completed.
I'd say that's a pretty ambitious student.
Yeah.
There.
And then they went on to major in that as well in college. So,
you know, some people know pretty early what they want to do, and they say, I always mm-hmm. wanted to do that. And I think I knew at a very young age I wanted to do something connected with radio, mostly mm-hmm. do play-by-play sports. That was the thing that drew me into mm-hmm. it. But I've learned to love other things, too. Some people are not that. Some people are kind of like, well, they have so many different interests, and nothing stands out. So
yeah.
this kind of helps give them, you know, maybe narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah. And we have really good counseling team at the high
mm-hmm.
school that our kids are all divided by their last names, and they stay with that same counselor for all 4 years. So they develop that relationship their freshman year, sit down and write that plan, and then talk about any changes each time we roll around to do it again. And so they have that connection, and then uh-huh. I'm there to say, yeah, that's the right fit. Like, if this is what they're interested in, then this is probably the best we have that connects with that. And so we just have a good working relationship to figure out what's best for kids, uh-huh. and we've got a lot to offer. So
yeah, I see your headers here on the chart you gave me on the career and technical education fields include communication and information systems, and agriculture, food, and natural resources, business, marketing, and management, skilled and technical sciences, and health sciences, and human sciences in education. Then you have listed underneath each of those categories different subcategories, I guess, under, that they could go mm-hmm. into and get more information. And I think it's good. Sometimes you have an idea of what something might be, or might include, I guess, if you get involved, what your role in it might be, and then you get to know more about it, and you're like, sometimes you're like, no, I don't want anything to do mm-hmm. with it. But it's just good to kind of know and have yeah. options and try things, and it yeah. doesn't mean you have to go into
right.
it, but
and we feel
you
like,
learn about it.
We feel like that's a success as well, because we're helping students to kind of sort that out mm-hmm. and find purpose in their high school years, but then also realize, you know, it's not what I thought it was, and maybe I want to try something different.
Yeah.
And so no student is locked into, like, identifying a particular program study and sticking
with
it.
Once you choose, you gotta stay.
We don't do that, but we do have a lot of students that just yeah. automatically choose to stay. And yeah. with the kind of the depth of the classes and the consistency of the faculty that is kind of gearing all these up, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a lot of success stories happening in school. Just one of our students just this week got accepted in the Elite 11, which is the vet program at UNL.
Oh, great.
And she's gone through the animal science program, and she's done internships with a vet, and she's pretty well anchored in a path is what she's going to do. And, you know, that started in high school with courses and then kind mm-hmm. of her family background. So we've have that in our health science area. We have kids that are going into business and education. Like, we have a lot of that with kids finding their path mm-hmm. And then having scholarships that then follow that up, because they've got a lot of they show interest in that area. And mm-hmm. we feel like we've got them on a good path.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you got, you mentioned, I think, three different course levels there mm-hmm. In intro, intermediate, and capstone. You
yes.
want to expand on that a little
so
bit?
So our intro, obviously, is kind of just getting them into the path and kind of seeing everything it has to offer. And then it's building into their intermediate. Our capstone is what they have to complete in order to be considered a completer and get a certificate. But then also with our internship program, juniors and seniors have to show that they've taken at least two classes in a program of study in order to be permitted to do an internship. They have other application criteria as well, but one of those is making sure that they have a little skin in the game when it comes to background knowledge, and that they're not just going in completely green. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to put kids who are interested in medicine who want to do an internship at the hospital that haven't had any anatomy and physiology or medical terminology.
Good.
Like, that makes no sense. So we want to make sure we're setting the kids up for success and that they have enough knowledge to understand what's happening in those internships so that they get mm-hmm. the best output from that. So that does connect. All of the things that we're doing are pretty well laid out in a strategic way. And that really, our internship program's not new. We've had it about 7-8 mm-hmm. years. We had a little lull with COVID and everything kind of shutting completely down, and then rebuilding it after that. And when Dr. Rhodes came back, and then also Vicki Carlson, those uh-huh. two really had a vision for what we wanted to become again. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of when I came on board, and have been doing it the last 3 years, I guess, full-time. And then the year before that was kind of part between classroom and doing it. But we've seen a lot of growth in mm-hmm. in just even students wanting to do internships and thinking about it a lot younger. Like, I'll talk to freshmen and sophomores that are like, hey, when I'm a junior, I want to do, I'm like, okay, well, then we need to set you up right. Like, let's get you in the right classes. And yes, we have a partnership, or we've had students at that location before, so that is an option. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's something that students are excited about, and it makes our school definitely stand out from mm-hmm. you know, just as a destination district.
Yeah, you're being, you're engaging with the students and kind of, it sounds like just, you're getting them to think about it, but you're not just, you know, plopping down a bunch of information, say, you got to pick something, but it sounds like you're really, this is a partnership almost, yeah. where you're there to help them, mm-hmm. and you got people there to put things in place for them. Sure, they have to do some things too, but that makes it better. They're involved with it, so yeah. like you said, skin in the game always. There's more motivation when there's skin in the game too. Yeah. So
well, we start off with some really really outstanding educators, faculty members for these pathways. Without them, we wouldn't be able to offer these courses.
Right.
But then you couple that with the intentional planning that goes on with students. Beginning right now, our counselors are visiting Adams Middle School and working on programs of study conversations with our current eighth graders mm-hmm. as they prepare for high school. And then, as Mrs. Foster has mentioned, you know, carrying those same counselors with the student through 4 years, they get to know the kids, they get to yep. invest in the kids, those kids develop relationships with them. And then obviously with Tracy's leadership in this career and technical education organization, there's not many schools in the state that are doing and organizing things the way that we do. And so kudos to Mrs. Foster and our counseling team for putting this in place for our kids. They love our kids. They want to make sure our kids have a chance to grow and become more than they ever thought possible.
Yeah, so you're setting them up for success in their lives and getting them attached to a career there. And of course, you know, you may switch somewhere along the line, mm-hmm. but you want that experience to be such that they're going to latch onto something and have a good idea of what they're going to go after when they graduate, and then that will help their college experience too, yeah. I think. Instead of trying to kind of sort things out in college, they've yeah. got a lot of that taken care of in high school.
Well, and our teachers are having these conversations with kids, you know, throughout the 4 years, and it, mm-hmm. it does start that freshman year where this year we implemented the SEL Bulldog Time for freshmen, just mm-hmm. to, and then also adding the youth science and then the youth science lessons. That has set up just a relationship with that group of kids that in our mm-hmm. past years we haven't had a structured Bulldog Time with our ninth grade, and so that's really setting our ninth grade Bulldog Time teachers up for the next 4 years with the kids that they'll have, because they'll stay with those teachers.
Yeah.
And the same concept again with our counselors. So just being really purpose-driven when it comes to making some of these decisions, and then just putting them in front of kids. So they don't know what they don't know. So we've got marketing around our yeah. building, and if anyone comes in, you know, everybody knows who's doing what. And it's just a really good, positive atmosphere for the kids to be a part of and have adults that are supporting them. So.
Nearly 100 businesses on board with you here to provide internships for the students, huh?
Yeah, we've had 152 that have participated at some point.
Right.
Currently, we have 96 just in the last year and this year that are active.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that, you know, fourth quarter one that wasn't active 2 years ago will be active again. So, yeah. All of the businesses, I mean, we wouldn't have a program without them, just allowing our students to be a part of their mm-hmm. locations for 9 weeks. And the way that's set up is juniors and seniors can apply. Again, they have to have two classes that relate to the field that they're going into. Yep. And we don't offer every single, you know, career field. So we have to show some grace and really look through their transcripts and say, you know what, we don't have this path, but example, like criminal justice. But we can look at a student's transcript yeah. and say, okay, yep. well, you've had sociology, you've had psychology, you've had maybe a lifespan development. So they have some background in people and understanding how people think and act mm-hmm. and interact. Yeah. And that's probably the best we can do in the way of looking at a transcript. So we have to really just, you know, take a case by case. But the ones we do have where we can say, yeah, we need to make sure you have this and this, they have to have good behavior in the classroom. They can't be chronically absent, so we check their attendance. We check to make sure they're on track to graduate, so they can't be behind in credits or in a credit recovery situation. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we're putting the right students in business locations and that they're ready for that. And when they're there, our kids are committed to a minimum of 35 hours on-site. And then they do a digital portfolio alongside their experience that they're turning something into me once a week over the 9 weeks, building that portfolio. And they like that's about a 10-hour commitment. They include their resume in there. We write cover letters. They'll write a reflective essay. They do a college research, a career research. They interview the supervisor that they're with. So there's different steps along the way for them to engage in that process outside of just being there for the hour and 10, 15 minutes a day. But that they have something tangible at the end that demonstrates their experience. So yeah, that's kind of how it's set up. And we've got good business partnerships and always looking for more.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're really getting good feedback from the students, too, that complete this and go on and say, boy, thanks for helping me out.
And that is one of the most rewarding pieces. It's like this student just the other night, and it was 7 o'clock at night, and I got an email that was like, hey, I'm so excited I got in. And I'm like, you know, and getting to see that kind of come full circle for them and the commitment and knowing that, you know, it's going to pay off in the way of a good scholarship and a really bright future.
So when we do exit interviews with the students that, for example, are midterm graduates, and initially, a few years back, you'd ask students, what are your plans after high school? And there weren't a lot of direct answers. And now we're getting that feedback from students at that point in time, like, through this process, this is what I'm doing now. And that's really encouraging as well.
No doubt. You have a job fair coming up here in April.
Yeah, we had one last year. We had taken a few years off and just kind of brought it back last year to see if we had interest. And we had pretty good reception. I think there was about 12 to 14 businesses there. So we'll start putting feelers out this next week as we start third quarter to see if businesses are interested in coming. It'll just be in the morning on the 23rd.
April 23rd.
Yeah, it's like a two-hour block, 10 to noon. And businesses can have tables. And if they have like active openings that they're looking for part-time or full-time employees or summer help or whatever, they can come. And then we also have a space that is reserved. So if they wanted to do on-site interviews later in the afternoon, they could come back and meet a student. So that's how we did it last year too. We also have had businesses that came that weren't necessarily looking for opening or, you know, filling positions at the time, but they might have an apprenticeship program that they want to market to students for postgraduate or, it's an industry kind of based job where they want to just draw in more interest to that trade or whatever. So all businesses types are welcome. But we did have a variety last year between those two types, whether they were looking for something immediate or just wanted to drawing more interest to their field.
And if employers want to be a part of that, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call the high school and ask for Tracy Foster or the counseling department. And then I'll put stuff up on social media this next week, too, that has a link, like a QR code they can scan and sign up to. So.
Facebook?
We use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
Just depends on how much is on
X.
It. Oh, sorry, X, that's the one, yes.
Yes.
And, you know, and all this stuff really ties together nicely with our strategic plan, strategy number 3, you know, that strategy is we'll embrace and capitalize on the growth and change within our district and community. And the specific result of that, it would be a maximized community partnerships that provide increased opportunities for students. And this is very measurable. And we, you know, I think the numbers speak for themselves. The organizations behind this has been really solid. And, you know, I guess if anyone wants to get involved in some of these programs, you know, in the flagship school of North Platte, you just, like Mrs. Foster said, reach out to the high school. We'll be more than happy to show you around what we have got to offer.
I'm sure there's probably, they can probably get much the same information that we've been talking about online on the North Platte Public Schools website if they want more information too, and definitely find out about it. You know, until you really get into details, a lot of times you don't know the particulars of what's going on. I think people outside, especially those that don't have students currently attending school, you kind of make assumptions or you hear things that aren't necessarily true or maybe, you know, not the full picture, but it's clear from what you have going on here that this is a good thing. This is, as they say, a win-win for everyone, you know. It gets the students engaged. I imagine the faculty feels more engaged too. You've got the relationships with the students. You're all you have your goals out there. You got a goal to shoot for, and it's not just graduate, get the credits I need to get out of here and get on with life. It's you're really helping them find what they can be passionate about. You're passionate about something, you're generally going to do well in it, you know. So
we have a lot of really good things happening in our school. We have for several years now, and even our state rating just, you know, in the last couple months is a testament to that, of all the, the pieces being put into place, and it's just the intentionality of the staff and the administration and having the belief from our, you know, all sources that, that big things can happen here. We've been up against that for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, well, what's North Platte doing? Well, North Platte, you know, is doing a lot. And so just putting it out there, and we're always welcome to discuss it. If people have questions and they want to know how they can get involved, absolutely give me a call.
Leadership makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Clear you got good leaders there. We want to thank you both, Tracy Foster and Corey Spitansky with North Platte Public Schools, for sharing this information. I'm sure we'll continue to get updates from you from time to time, and more success stories, because that's the final thing that we like to point to, is this is working because we're hearing good feedback, right?
Yeah.
That's what we want. All right. Thank you both for coming in today. Have a good day, and we'll see you sometime down the line, okay?
Thank you.